It seems logical. If you want to get an accurate picture of Hawaii's care homes, require unannounced inspections. It's what the state did last year, but getting the full results won't happen for another 2 years. Meanwhile, the annual report of the inspections the Department of Health does now is being called underwhelming. CivilBeat.org reporter Chad Blair joins us now with the reality check. Hi there.
Hi there, Bethan.
Okay, so this bill that we were talking about last year that said, you need to do unannounced inspections, but it had a date of July 1st, 2019 attached to
right.
it. Why that date?
Well, that's something that Della Albalotti, the chair of the House Health Committee, had inserted. This is last-minute language that made it into the bill. And from her point of view, it was necessary to get a better sense of these inspectors' workloads, how much is involved, to understand the outcome of the visits. But, you know, the reality check here is most states already have this on the books, unannounced inspections, because as you indicated at the top, that's, you know, we should be able to find out exactly what's going on. What if you have to put an elderly loved one or someone who's disabled into these care homes? Wouldn't you like to have online information up to date saying whether there'd been any abuse, negligence, or other problems? But that is not the case. And so finally we get the very first report. And as Nathan Eagle reported in his story today, it's only 4 pages long. That includes a cover page, a blank page, and another page explaining how the law works. There's very little information in there at all.
Okay, so what did we actually get in this first report that was also mandated that there be, you know, annual reports even
right.
up to the point of the time in which we're supposed to be getting all of the unannounced reports put in by 2019, but what did this one actually say if it's only 4 pages and most of it is kind of filling?
Well, it did count how many inspections or visits were done, but it didn't really break down why that happened. Instead, there's sort of a bland statement. Most inspections resulted in citations, but no further detail. And by the way, we're talking about nearly 1,700 of these facilities in Hawaii. So it did not include, you know, the number of complaints, suspicious abuse, neglect, outcomes, corrective actions that were taken, other than, as I said, most inspections resulted in citations. So we ran this by the state ombudsman, John McDermott, and said, what do you think about this? And he goes, it's terrible. This is ridiculous. How can you possibly use this as a way to find out how well that facility is being run?
It seems like it was more pro forma than any real information. So what happens from this point forward?
Well, we still have the law going into effect in 2019, July. Nathan Eagle, our reporter, did not hear back from Albalotti, did not hear back from Roz Baker, chair of the health on the Senate side, didn't hear back from the Office of Healthcare Assurance. They have said in the past that patient safety is a priority, but it seems what's really at issue is concerns about the industry worried about bad press. There is a difference between a visit and an inspection. I mean, if you can just show up automatically, you might catch somebody doing something wrong. Whereas if they know that you're coming, well, they can clean up their act, get their books together. So this is a difference between having an honest snapshot and real clear data. So going forward, we'll keep reporting on this, I'll tell you that,
okay,
until the law. Yeah, it's more like other states.
Right. And that's unfortunately where it seems like we're just left where we were before.
Exactly.
Thanks, Chad. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Beth.
Chad Blair joins us from CivilBeat.org with a reality check.